Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My next door neighbor's two dogs have created more shovel-ready jobs than this current administration.
Well, it is something to laugh about, or is it? Is it laughable? The debates and the situation with those who are running for the presidency. That was former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, his first presidential debate appearance, probably the best line of the night. He stole it from Rush Limbaugh and admitted to that. That's still a good line, though. Jobs and the economy and the presidential race, all part of this week's countdown. We're here to review the top 10 for you in one way or another for the week from last Monday to the 23rd would be, Friday the 23rd. That's what we're reviewing. Running down the top 10 hits determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And here they are. Changes at Facebook, number 10 on the countdown. Iran's release of the two American hikers, number 9. The execution of Troy Davis, number 8. Mexican drug war, number 7. The actual effect of the appeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, number 6. Number 5, the Palestinian bid for statehood. Global markets and financial activity, number 4. Presidential race, number 3. Number 2, the president's debt reduction plan. And number 1, the economic outlook and the Fed's Operation Twist. So that's where we'll get started here. From CNBC, Sue Herrera talks to Tamron Hall, one of their reporters, about the Fed's announcements this week, including news they were leaving interest rates as they are.
The Fed funds rate remains unchanged on the trading session. The Fed is prepared to adjust and reinvest principal of its mortgage debt in agency MBS. The Fed sees some strains in the global financial markets as a risk, but they leave interest rates unchanged at this point. It is prepared to adjust securities holdings as appropriate. So this is pretty much on the surface, as I can tell it, what the market was looking for. They did leave interest rates unchanged, which was expected. There was some dissent in this decision. As a matter of fact, there were 3 of the Federal Reserve members that decided they wanted to dissent. They did not want the Fed to do this operation, which is known as Operation Twist. It means basically that the Fed is going to focus on the longer end of the yield curve at this point, or the longer end of Treasury securities. So right now, the Fed has decided to do Operation Twist. That is, Tamron, against the wishes of some of the GOP leaders who, as you mentioned, sent that letter to the Federal Reserve. Pretty unprecedented. They did it the night before the Federal Reserve's decision. I've never seen that before, certainly. It did put the Fed between kind of a political rock and a hard spot, because basically, the Fed is supposed to be independent, and there were some in the market who thought that if the Fed did act or didn't act, that they would be bowing to political pressure on either side of the aisle. So I'm sorry for some of the jargon but it's hard to read
would like to find out, what does this mean for consumers, for mortgages, for loans, for example, especially since you have those Republicans who sent the letter saying that this would not help the economy. The decision by the Fed, obviously, they believe it would help. In what way? Break it down for people at home.
Basically, it means that interest rates are going to remain low for a long, long period of time. We may see 30-year rates move a little bit higher. As a matter of fact, they're trying to spur a little bit of demand on that end of the what we call the yield curve, or the difference between short-term and long-term rates. But it doesn't mean a big change in interest rates for those people who are looking to get a mortgage or refinance a mortgage. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, though, is starting to sell off on that. It is now down 95 points on the trading side. Partly because not because of what the Fed did, but because of what the Fed is saying. They're saying that they are seeing stresses in the global financial system. Mm-hmm. They're referring to Europe specifically. That's a worry for Wall Street.
All right, a lot of gobbledygook, but I guess you get the gist of it. Sounds like up and down information, not all good, not all bad. The number one item this week Operation Twist, the economy. Here's radio host Barry Armstrong talking to Jerry Willis from Fox Business about this Operation Twist thing.
Break down the specifics for Operation Twist. You know, I think sometimes we get these Fed notes and we read the headlines, but I think a lot of people don't really understand what this whole thing was about.
Look, the Federal Reserve, desperate to boost the economy, desperate to do something that will goose growth. Operation Twist is something we did decades ago, and this time around it's a $400 billion program to raise short-term interest rates and push down long-term rates.
Right.
The market is not accepting this well. You're seeing how much we're trading off on the Dow Industrials. Yep. It's too little too late. I think basically a lot of traders have come to the conclusion that it's not going to be very meaningful. And in the meantime, get this, it makes life harder for banks who tend to lend long and borrow short.
Right.
So this is a bet directly against the banks. They're selling off today.
Okay. Now, but theoretically, I kind of like the idea of lowering borrowing costs. I'm refinancing right now, and I'm doing it. I'm gonna have more money in my pocket. This should reduce mortgage rates even further from where they are right now. Would they not, Jerry?
Well, from your lips to God's ear, the only problem with that idea is that it's not the level of interest rates that's keeping people out of the housing market or buying a second home.
Yeah.
That's not the issue. It's whether you can get the loan in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, lenders have so increased their demands of borrowers for getting loans that many people don't qualify anymore. And the people who could really benefit from this, people who are in over their heads, maybe they're underwater with their mortgage, they don't want a new home, they just want to refi their existing one and lock in these 50-year low rates. Often they can't do it because, they owe more than the house is worth, and they're not meeting requirements for loan to value.
All right, so there's some understanding of what's going on. Number one this week, the discussion of not only the economy, but the situation with interest rates, that sort of thing, and the so-called Operation Twist. So we go to number two up next, the debt reduction plan in our focus here on the countdown. It's 14 past the hour.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
800-510-8255 is a good way for you to weigh in on some of these things. We move through the countdown fast as our overview for the week takes place. But if there's an opportunity for you to jump in, help yourself, either that, you can send me an email, doug@dougstephan.com, or follow us on Facebook. All the listen information is in the box on the homepage at dougstephan.com. Number two, the debt reduction plan. From The Daily Show, Jon Stewart talked about the president's plan.
Monday morning, President Obama took to the White House Rose Garden where, appearing in front of the very doorknobs that might be hitting him in the ass next November, he talked debt and taxes.
Today, I'm laying out a set of specific proposals to finish what we started this summer. It's a plan that reduces our debt by more than $4 trillion and achieves these savings in a way that is fair.
What we'll do is, one at a time, excuse ourselves to go to the bathroom. Then we will climb out of the window and into Canada. No, seriously. What's the plan?
It comes down to this. We have to prioritize. Either we ask the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share in taxes, or we have to ask seniors to pay more for Medicare. We can't afford to do both. Either we gut education and medical research, or we've got to reform the tax code so that most profitable corporations have to give up tax loopholes that other companies don't get. We can't afford to do both. This is not class warfare. It's math.
Let me say this. Barack Obama knows one thing. You can never go wrong appealing to Americans' love of math. That's how you're going to sell your program to Americans. You're going to love it. It's not war, the thing we're best at. It's math, the thing we're 32nd out of 65 in the world at. Or, as we like to think of it, the top 10%.
All right, so there's Stewart, and his respect for the president apparently is going down like most other people's. Here's talk host Greg Jarrett with Chuck Todd from NBC about the possibility of another government shutdown because of problems. Well, listen to them explain.
You have got a lot on your plate today with the possible government shutdown again on September 30th.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're shutting down. That's pretty clear, especially when you saw that there was a bipartisan majority in the House, a rarity, going against the Republican leadership on some of these things. So, you know, you see the outlines of compromise, and I think that puts the leadership in a tough position. I do think they're grumbly because they're not going to get next week off. Well, tough, you know. they're gonna end up having to work through the weekend and probably a couple of days to make the deadline. But you know, the bigger issue here is we're still operating on continuing resolutions. We have the gridlock that has consumed this town and its inability to do a budget. And the idea, anybody that's worked in business knows that if you don't have an annual budget to operate on and you're doing these continuing resolutions where it's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months at a time, you can't start new projects.
All right. So this is, I don't know how many of you are caught short by this. Another discussion of another government shutdown. A lot of people all of a sudden, what, another one? And so we look at leadership and figure how do these people maintain or hold on to their jobs, because there doesn't seem to be much leadership there. More on this coming up. Your calls on the countdown.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffens. So we are reviewing the top 10, the items on the people list, or the people on the people list this week. Chaz Bono at number 10, Troy Davis number 9, Mohamed Abbas number 8, Timothy Geithner is 7, John Boehner is 6, Michelle Bachmann is 5, Mitt Romney is in the 4th position, Rick Perry 3rd, Ben Bernanke 2nd, and the president is at number 1. And it is for that reason, before I get to a few of your calls on the president and the money situation that we find ourselves in, I was sent a copy of a letter that has been now circulated to about a million people. You may have seen this on the Internet, from Lou Pritchett, who is the president of Procter & Gamble, a really legendary author and teacher and speaker. Very excited. If he's running Procter & Gamble, he's got to be a successful executive. He has done a lot in the way of partnering with other companies, been there for 36 years. He wrote this open letter this week to President Obama. "You are the 13th president under whom I have lived, and unlike any of the others, you scare me. You scare me because after months of exposure, I know nothing about you. You scare me because I do not know how you paid for your expensive Ivy League education and your upscale lifestyle and housing with no visible signs of support. You scare me because you didn't spend the formative years of your youth growing up in America, and culturally you don't seem to be an American. You scare me because you've never run a company or met a payroll. You scare me because you've never had military experience. You scare me because you lack humility in class. You always are blaming others. You scare me because for over half of your life you've aligned yourself with radical extremists who don't seem to like America. You scare me because you are a cheerleader for the Blame America crowd. You scare me because you want to change America to a European-style country. You scare me because you want to replace our healthcare system with one controlled by the government. You scare me because you prefer windmills to responsibly capitalizing on our own vast oil, coal, and shale reserves. You scare me because you want to kill the American capitalist goose that lays the golden egg. You scare me because you have begun to use extortion tactics against certain banks and corporations. You scare me because your own political party shrinks from challenging you on your wild and irresponsible spending proposals. You scare me because you will not only listen to or consider opposing points of view, you ignore people who are intelligent. You scare me because you falsely believe that you are both omnipotent and omniscient. You scare me because the media gives you a free pass often. And the letter goes on. This is, as I said, been spread around the Internet. It's pretty interesting. Here again is a guy who runs one of our largest corporations, pretty much to the point. The debt reduction plan is one of these plans that is just, it's nonsense. And most people are figuring that out. Here's Bob calling in from Arizona with a pretty harsh statement.
Good morning. I've become a very, very strong Democrat because of what the Republicans always cause. They always cause a panic, and then they point the finger at somebody else. So I'm going to make a very, very harsh statement, but it's going to be true, and it's going to be very sincere. I would wish that all the Republicans would take all their money, go jump in the ocean, and this government would print new money and not have an accounting from any Republican anymore.
That is pretty harsh. It represents the warfare that's going on in our country, very unhealthy. Here's Jesse from Columbia, South Carolina.
The best thing we need to do is we do need to cut disaster aid, but we don't need to cut disaster aid for the U.S. We need to cut disaster aid that we give out to all these countries overseas. We're handing out millions every year to aid everything from Honduras, Brazil, so on and so forth. And American people just don't see it. Also, in cutting the deficit, if we would put welfare recipients on the same standards as unemployment, it would lower the national deficit tremendously.
Presidential race number 3 up next on the countdown.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa. Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're up to number three as we count down from the top to the bottom rather than the bottom to the top. One of the hours during the countdown, we start at number 10, go to number one. This hour, we start at number one and go to number 10. So number three, the presidential race and certainly the focus on the GOP debate on Thursday. Here's Chris Wallace asking Rick Perry to address the criticism that he's soft on immigration.
Dave Hollenbach of Arizona sent this. Today, it appears that you have not tried to stop the illegals from coming. We have high unemployment and a considerable amount of jobs going to illegals. Are you going to exert an effort to stop the abuse of U.S. citizens by illegal? Now, last year, more than 16,000 children of illegals, young people in Texas, took advantage of your in-state tuition rate. Speak to that issue, and just generally, how do you feel being criticized by a number of these other candidates on the stage for being too soft on immigration, sir?
Well, I feel pretty normal getting criticized by these folks, but the fact of the matter is this. There is nobody on this stage who has spent more time working on border security than I have. For a decade, I've been the governor of a state with a 1,200-mile border with Mexico. We put $400 million of our taxpayer money into securing that border. We've got our Texas Ranger recon teams there now. I supported Arizona's immigration law by joining in that lawsuit to defend it. Every day, I have Texans on that border that are doing their job. But if you say that we should not educate children who have come into our state for no other reason than they've been brought there by no fault of their own, I don't think you have a heart. We need to be educating these children because they will become a drag on our society. I think that's what Texans wanted to do. Out of 181 members of the Texas legislature, when this issue came up, only four dissenting votes. This was a state issue. Texans voted on it, and I still support it greatly.
All right, this is the presidential debate, the latest one this week. Brett Baer asks Mitt Romney about our relationship with Israel.
This week, with the Palestinian efforts at the United Nations, the issue of the future of Israel is a big concern to questioners. In fact, Governor Romney, the next question was a top question voted in the foreign policy section from Yigal Marcus in Teaneck, New Jersey.
As president, how would you approach the new reality in the Middle East, specifically with regards to our ally Israel and the existential threats it faces from Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and now the Palestinian Authority?
Governor Romney.
Very simply, you start off by saying that you don't allow an inch of space to exist between you and your friends and your allies. The president went about this all wrong. He went around the world and apologized for America. He addressed the United Nations in his inaugural address and chastised our friend Israel for building settlements and said nothing about Hamas launching thousands of rockets into Israel. Just before Bibi Netanyahu came to the United States, he threw Israel under the bus, trying to negotiate for Israel. The right course, if you disagree with an ally, you talk about it privately, but in public you stand shoulder to shoulder with your allies. The right course for us is not to try and negotiate for Israel. The right course is to stand behind our friends, to listen to them, and to let the entire world know that we will stay with them and that we will support them and defend them. And with regards to Iran, which perhaps represents the greatest existential threat to Israel, we have to make it abundantly clear. It is unacceptable, and I take that word carefully, it is unacceptable for Iran to become a nuclear nation.
All right, let's see here. The Thursday night debate had some highlights. One of them was the sparring between Perry and Romney over Social Security.
For those people that are on Social Security today, for those people that are approaching Social Security, they don't have anything in the world to worry about. We have made a solemn oath to the people of this country that Social Security program in place today will be there for them. Now, it's not the first time that Mitt's been wrong on some issues before. And the bottom line is we never said that we were going to move this back to the states. What we said was we ought to have as one of the options the state employees and the state retirees, they being able to go off of the current system onto one that the states would operate themselves. As a matter of fact, in Massachusetts, his home state, almost 96% of the people who are on that program, retirees and state people, are off of the Social Security program. So having that option out there to have the states, Louisiana does it, almost every state has their state employees and the retirees that are options to go off of Social Security. That makes sense. It's an option that we should have.
Governor Romney, you're satisfied with that?
Well, it's different than what the governor put in his book just 6 months ago and what you said in your interviews following the book. So I don't know. There's a Rick Perry out there that's saying that almost to quote, it says that the federal government shouldn't be in the pension business, that it's unconstitutional, and it should be returned to the states. So you better find that Rick Perry and get him to stop saying that. Now, my own view is that we have to make it very, very clear that Social Security is a responsibility of the federal government, not the state governments. We're going to have one plan, and we're going to make sure that it's fiscally sound and stable. And I'm absolutely committed to keeping Social Security working. I put in my book that I wrote a couple of years ago a plan for how we can do that and to make sure Social Security is stable, not just for the next 25 years, but for the next 75. Thank you. And I would like to respond to that.
Go ahead, Governor Perry.
Speaking of books and talking about being able to have things in your books and back and forth, and your economic advisor talked about Romneycare and how that was an absolute bust, and it was exactly what Obamacare was all about. As a matter of fact, between books, your hard copy book, you said that it was exactly what the American people needed to have that Romneycare given to them as you had in Massachusetts. Then in your paperback, you took that line out. So speaking of not getting it straight in your book, sir, that wouldn't be a good one.
Governor Romney?
Kind of bad man. Governor Perry?
Talking about Social Security, but if you want to talk about health care, I'm happy to do that.
We are going to have
actually,
a round on health care.
I actually wrote my book, and in my book I said no such thing. What I said, actually, when I put my health care plan together, and I met with Dan Balls, for instance, of the Washington Post. He said, is this a plan that if you were president, you'd put on the nation? Have the whole nation adopt it? I said, absolutely not. I said, this is a state plan for a state. It is not a national plan. And it's fine for you to retreat from your own words in your own book, but please don't try and make me retreat from the words that I wrote in my book. I stand by what I wrote. I believe in what I did, and I believe that the people of this country can read my book and see exactly what it is. Thank you.
By most accounts of local and national pundits, Mitt Romney won the debate. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Oh, there are other people there, like Michelle Bachman? Here's Megyn Kelly asking her a question.
Congresswoman Bachman, after the last debate, a young member of the California Tea Party said he didn't feel that he had had his question fully answered. And it's a question that received the most votes on Google and YouTube on the list as well. The answer to his question is a number. And the question was, quote, out of every dollar I earn, how much do you think that I deserve to keep?
And after the debate, I talked to that young man, and I said, I wish I could have answered that question because I want to tell you what my answer is. I think you earned every dollar. You should get to keep every dollar that you earn. That's your money. That's not the government's money. That's the whole point. Barack Obama seems to think that when we earn money, it belongs to him, and we're lucky just to keep a little bit of it. I don't think that at all. I think when people make money, it's their money. Obviously, we have to give money back to the government so that we can run the government, but we have to have a completely different mindset, and that mindset is the American people are the genius of this economy. It certainly isn't government that's the genius, and that's the two views. President Obama has embraced a view of government-directed temporary fixes and gimmicks. They don't work. He's destroyed the economy. What does work is private solutions that are permanent in the private sector. That gives certainty. That will grow our economy.
All right. As you know, there are some people who suggest she might be a good vice president to Mitt Romney. What do you think about that suggestion? 800-510-8255. Here's Newt Gingrich being questioned in the GOP debate.
You criticized extending unemployment benefits, saying that you are, quote, opposed to giving people money for doing nothing. Benefits have already been extended to 99 weeks, and they are set to expire soon. If you were president today, would you extend unemployment benefits? And if not, how do you justify that to the millions of unemployed Americans who are looking in earnest and whose families are depending on those checks?
Well, what I've said is that I think unemployment compensation should be tied directly to a training program. And if you don't have a job and you need help, then in order for us to give you the help, you should sign up for a business-led training program so that that 99 weeks becomes an investment in human capital, giving us the best-trained workforce in the world so you can get a job. But I believe it is fundamentally wrong to give people money for 99 weeks for doing nothing. That's why we had welfare reform. Thing for Congress to do if the president sends up a proposed extension is to allow all 50 states to experiment at the state level with developing a mandatory training component of unemployment compensation so you'd have 50 parallel experiments and not pretend that Washington knows best or that Washington can solve the problem by itself. But I believe deeply people should not get money for doing nothing.
You know, it's too bad Newt Gingrich is sort of a scoundrel because he does have great ideas, don't you think? 800-510-8255. I don't always agree with the lists that are presented to me to report on for the countdown. I do not agree that the presidential race ought to be number three, which is where it is this week. I believe it ought to be number one. However, we're giving it a lot of time and play, and your calls could be a part of this. 800-510-8255, a word or two from some of the other candidates, and we'll squeeze in a call or two from you as well as the countdown continues.
One of the events that changed world history is now being commemorated in Germany. The Protestant Reformation, the movement to reform the practice of Christianity during the 16th and 17th centuries, is currently being celebrated during the Luther decade from 2008 to 2017. It culminates in 2017 with the 500th anniversary celebration of the iconic Reformation leader Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg Church. A new website dedicated to North America, visit-luther.com, is explaining festivities to celebrate Luther's life. Visit-luther.com introduces the American public to the fascinating aspects of life back then, providing information on Luther's life and the places he lived in Luther country. Many photographs show how well the small towns and cities have preserved this precious heritage up to today. To learn more about Martin Luther's life, Luther country, and how to get there, visit www.visit-luther.com.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life.
women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
We're into the GOP debate, presidential race number 3 this week on the official countdown. Chris Wallace presented a question from YouTube to Ron Paul.
I want to show you the video that got the most votes of all the video questions submitted to YouTube. And this one comes, as you can see, from Brandy and Michael in Spencer, Indiana.
There's growing concern among Americans about the size and the scope of the federal government and its infringement upon state and individual rights.
If you're elected president, how do you plan to restore the 10th Amendment, hold the federal government only to those enumerated powers in the Constitution, and allow states to govern themselves?
And Michael.
Well, obviously it would take more than one individual, but the responsibility of the president would be to veto every single bill that violates the 10th Amendment. That would be the solution.
Anything else there? You got a little time left.
Tell you what, that is the subject that is crucial because government is too big in Washington, D.C. It's run away. We have no controls of spending, taxes, regulations, no control on the Federal Reserve printing money. So if we want government, whether it's medical care or whatever, it's proper to do it at the local level as well as our schools. But there's no authority in the Constitution to do so much of what we're doing. There's no authority for them to run our schools, no authority to control our economy, and no authority to control us as individuals on what we do with our personal lives.
Why is knee higher up on the scale? Ron Paul, they're talking about the size of the federal government. You heard the response from the crowd on that. Joseph is in Las Vegas listening to KNUU, our affiliate there. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the countdown.
You know, you have a good point there. You say, you know, Ron Paul, why isn't he higher up? But you know why? Because Ron Paul is unelectable.
Says who? Who says that? Well, other than the news media, who says that?
Who says that? I mean, the man, how many times has
no,
he...
No, I want to know how you... Is this your opinion? You think he's unelectable, or are you just listening to the talking points from people who are trying to feed
his... No, I think that his worldview is one that we need to disengage from the world. I mean, we...
I don't think that's what he's saying at all. That's not what he's saying. He says we have to stop wasting money, giving money to countries who tell us to go pound sand. That's one of the things that he says. I think you have to, I mean, I understand what people say because he's pretty blunt and bold. But you have to sort of read between the lines sometimes. Thank you for your call, sir.
Calling all shooters, OpsGear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all OpsGear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell is up next as far as our scrutiny is concerned. After the GOP debate in the presidential race at 3, global market activity is 4. The Palestinian statehood bid is 5. Repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Here's host Tim Doctor talking about the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell ends. And, you know, really, it's just one of those things that has way outlived any perceived usefulness, and it quietly slips into the night. There was a World War II vet that they had talked to. Guy is 88 years old. He was openly gay, although I don't know if he was during World War II. I kind of doubt it, but you never know. And he basically just said, you know, all I can say about this is good riddance. Indeed. You know, it's easy to believe something is bad, harmful for somebody else. But underneath this all, regardless of how each of us feels, underneath this all, these are real human beings. These are sons. These are daughters. There is a U.S. soldier who hasn't seen his father in a year, serving out of the country, and by video phone, he called his dad in Alabama. And here's only a very brief 49-second bit of audio where he outs himself to his father, and he asks his father if you still love me. And the father is, you can tell he's taken aback, very powerful. Listen to the father respond to his son.
Will you love me, period?
Yes.
Like, you'll always love me, as long as I'm a... Dad, I'm gay.
Okay.
Like, always have been, I've known since forever. And, I know I haven't seen him in like a year, and, I don't know when's the next time I'll be able to see him. I didn't want to do it over the phone. I wanted to tell you in person, but, I didn't want you to find out any other way.
Okay.
You still love me?
I still love you, son. Yes, we still love you.
You okay, Ed?
Love you, Ed. Our relationship.
Yeah.
You hear me? It sounded, looked like he was taken aback. This guy is, you know, red state as it gets. And he's probably got the stun of his life finding out that his son's gay. But that's a real man. That's a real father. No matter what he thinks, even if he can't stand it, that is his son.
All right, and number seven this week is the Mexican drug war. Number eight, the execution of Troy Davis. Here's talk host Dave Visor talking to a law professor about this case.
What made this case so different that it grabbed headlines?
Well, I think primarily it was that there was a fairly substantial showing of possible innocence, that this was always a very circumstantial case against Mr. Davis. It wasn't a case where there was overwhelming evidence of guilt or scientific evidence establishing guilt. It was basically built on eyewitnesses, and over the years, a number of these eyewitnesses recanted their testimony in whole or in part, and thus the case against Mr. Davis became very weak. And so I think it was the possibility of innocence as well as some of the racial dynamics of the case. Mr. Davis was African American. The victim was white. Many eyewitnesses were white. And that's a known sort of cause of wrongful conviction. So I think it was the combination of those two things that created more interest in the case than is true in other cases.
Isn't it true that this case, there was a special hearing to try to convince, I believe it was the state Supreme Court, of his innocence, and that would be used to prevent the execution?
Yes, what happened is several years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States actually stayed Troy Davis's execution. And then in what I would call basically an unprecedented action, they sent it back to a federal judge in Georgia to hold a hearing on Mr. Davis's case, basically what could he show to try and demonstrate that he was innocent. So there was a several-day hearing in front of this federal district court judge, at the conclusion of which he said that he wasn't persuaded that Mr. Davis was innocent, and then that was sort of appealed up through the line. I mean, I think Mr. Davis said, well, go ahead. That's basically what happened.
You know, it's interesting because that brings up the whole precedent-setting situation. Is that something we may see happen again, or will some defense lawyers argue that that should happen with every case that's brought up to the U.S. Supreme Court?
I don't know that they'll argue it should happen in every case. I think thing that many people don't know is the Supreme Court of the United States has never conclusively said is there's a constitutional right not to be executed if you're innocent.
That's number eight. Number nine is Iran, and number releasing the hikers. Number 10, what's going on at Facebook. And that's the countdown for this week.